We began this season of Lent hearing the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return." Remember. Tonight, we're also invited to remember. We remember the bitterness of Israel's slavery in Egypt. We remember the Passover, this Jewish feast that serves as a memorial of God's deliverance of Israel from Egypt. And it was at Passover meal, at Pesach, where Jesus tells his disciples and tells us to remember. Remember with matzah. For Jesus and the disciples, this matzah, the impoverished bread, pointed to the spiritual poverty of the Jewish people in Egypt. It pointed to their need for deliverance, and it pointed to the haste at which their deliverance came from God. There was nothing that they did, and there was nothing that they could prepare to do. This deliverance of God's people from Egypt came from God. The matzah is remembrance of this deliverance. And Jesus takes the matzah and says to remember him. "This matzah is my body given for you. This matzah, broken, tasteless, reminds us of our utter brokenness, our powerlessness in death. And that in the person of Jesus, God takes on death with us, and ultimately for us. Do this in remembrance of me," Jesus says. And the wine, far from tasteless, far from unenjoyable, the wine that Jesus and his disciples drank in the Jewish Passover meal, actually 4 cups of wine, corresponded to the 4 promises of God made to Israel in Exodus 6. "I will bring you out. I will deliver you. I will redeem you, and I will take you as my own." The wine is remembrance of the liberation and the freedom of God's people. And Jesus takes the wine and says, "Remember me." This wine is a new covenant, a promise, Jesus says, that our sins will be forgiven. No longer are we slaves to sin. We are forgiven, a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. "Do this in remembrance of me," Jesus says. In the bread and in the cup, we remember Jesus. We remember his love and grace. We remember the cross and the resurrection. We remember our hope in death and the forgiveness of our sin. We remember. And I want to offer that we remember because God remembers. In our call to worship, we heard God's new covenant promise: "I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more." In Exodus 6, we hear God say, "I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to my people, I am the Lord. I will bring you out, I will deliver you, I will redeem you, and I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God." The activity of God's remembering is a saving activity. When God remembers, God saves. And it's for this reason that throughout the Psalms, we hear the pleading of God's people for God to remember. "Remember your mercy, O Lord. According to your steadfast love, remember me." And we hear it. We hear it in the request of the thief on the cross alongside Jesus. "Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." The good news that this table proclaims, the good news that we are invited to remember, is that God remembers. God remembers his mercy. And in the cross of Christ, God remembers God's promise to God's people, and he remembers our sin no more. And in the resurrection of Christ, God remembers. And he works wonders for the dead. God remembers, and his steadfast love is declared in the grave. His righteousness is known, even in the land of forgetfulness. We do remember that we are dust. And tonight at this table, we remember the gospel of Christ. With bread and wine, we remember. We remember our need. We remember our sin. And we remember that God remembers us in the love of the cross and in the power of the resurrection. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this table. We thank you for the invitation that it offers to us to remember. To remember that you are God. To remember that you are holy. To remember that you are good. To remember that you, in the person of Jesus, entered into our unholiness. Entered into our unwillingness to love. Entered into even our death. Lord God, we thank you that you have invited us to remember that not only in that space of death, this land of forgetfulness, but you remember there. And you spoke a word, rise. And Christ came out of the tomb. Lord, you remember. And we come to this table as your people thankful. Lord, I pray that by just these simple elements, through your Spirit, we would remember again, and that your grace would be sealed in our hearts, that we would go as a people who love as you love. May we do this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.